Boy, this is one of those really difficult readings, right? We come across what seems a very uncharacteristic Jesus-like thing that Jesus is doing. So to put this in context, in the story, we're at the point where John the Baptist, who had baptized Jesus in the water and who had kind of been warning people about the upcoming struggle of good and evil, has been arrested and executed. And so things are kind of hot for Jesus and his disciples, right? The powers, the Pharisees and the rulers are kind of turning up the heat on them, and they're feeling a little afraid, I think. And so they decide they're going to get away for a little while to go somewhere where they're not going to be under so much pressure and scrutiny. And so it says they go to Tyre and Sidon. And for today, that's basically the city of Beirut, Lebanon. So Jesus went to the beach. And that's basically what's happening here. Jesus decided to get away from all the trouble that's kind of brewing up in Galilee. And they've gone to the beach to get away from things for a little bit. And yet even there, where they're trying to lay low, this woman comes out and says, "Jesus, you know, Lord, Son of David, my daughter is afflicted by this terrible demon, and I know that you can heal her." And then Jesus says this really terrible thing. He says, I'm not here to help people like you. I'm only here for the Israelites. I can't give the gift that's meant for them to you. But she's persistent, and she keeps up and she says, "Oh yes, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table." And so Jesus replies, "So be it, your daughter is healed." And as we read this, I think that there's a way that we look at this and go, "Wow, this is not the Jesus that I thought I knew. This Jesus comes across as mean and callous, uncaring." And if we have encountered the living Christ, that's not the virtues that we associate with him. And so we have to sit back and wonder what's going on here. And I think that the real clue to this is, in the scriptural story, the piece that comes just before we hear this story. Right? We have Jesus trying to tell the disciples that it's not how well you follow the law. It's not how closely you hew the line of the rules. What matters to God is what's in your heart. And what's in your heart, if it's good, then you'll do good things in the world. But if you're only following the rules out of fear to make other people think good of you, then you're not really being a righteous person. You're being a liar. You're presenting a false face to the world. And that is not the path to righteousness and salvation. And so I think one of the ways to understand this story is, this is Jesus, I think, trying to see if the disciples understand yet. Right? Because that's one of Jesus' kind of complaints kind of throughout scriptures, but especially in this reading immediately before that, where he talks about what defiles isn't what we do for other people to see, but what is within our heart and comes out from us. And the disciples, they said, "Can you kind of explain that to us?" Right? And when the woman comes to Jesus and says, "Jesus, can you heal my daughter?" I think it's important that Jesus does not immediately reply to her. He's waiting to hear what the disciples say. And what did the disciples say? "Jesus, can you make this annoying woman go away? She's bothering us." And so Jesus says the thing that the disciples are all thinking in their hearts. That Jesus is there for them. We're the in crowd. We're the people that Jesus is here for. We're the people the Messiah was sent to. Not those people. Not that woman. But yet the woman is persistent in her faith. This is really important because the disciples are still locked up in that law following. They're worried that the Pharisees are mad at them. They've run away because of the heat that they're enduring back in Galilee. And they are still concerned and convinced that Jesus is the one who's going to become the ruler of Israel and put them in the fancy robes and living in the nice palaces. They still don't quite understand what Jesus is up to. And so this woman, who is almost like an embodiment of the Holy Spirit, she speaks a word of truth to them. Yes, but even the dogs eat off the master's table, she says. Which is to say that the good news of God is for everybody. That though God has held up a particular people, God's concern is not limited to those people. That God's concern includes everyone. She is a woman of faith. She's not an Israelite. She doesn't follow the law. She doesn't do the ritual things that good Jews do in that day. But she's a woman who has met Jesus and knows who he is and what he can do. And so she is persistent in her faith. She doesn't let the rule-following disciples get in the way. She doesn't even let Jesus' cruel words stop her. That her faith is so strong that she persists in response to Jesus. And I have to think that when she does this, that Jesus was sitting there and he smiled because finally someone got it. And he says, your faith is great. Your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you wish. And so the lesson for us here is that we are called to be persistent in faith and to not be too worried about doing the things that other people think we should do, but doing the things that God wants us to do and that we know that God wants us to do in our deepest selves. It's about having that love and that confidence in God so deeply held within us that we can stand against the Pharisees and the wrong-headed disciples of this world and the wrong words that come to us that we know are not from God. And persisting and insisting on the goodness and the grace that God offers to us. Because the truth is that everybody you've ever met is a child of God. No matter how cruel they were, unfair they were, on some level, just like you, they are a child of God, a creation of the Lord of the universe. And that what we are called to do is to see them that way. And to not get locked into the disciples' way of seeing in this story of there's us, the good people, and there's them, the not so good people. Because Jesus tells us that there are no good people and there are no bad people, that the rain falls on the wicked and the righteous alike, that we are all a mixture of good and bad. But when we have faith and we follow that faith and we seek to have it transform our lives and to have itself be manifested in our daily lives and the things we do and the things we say and the things we stand up against, those are the things that God calls us to. That's what faith looks like. And we come here so that we can be strengthened in our faith, so that we can go there, out there into the world where the Canaanite women are begging us for a little slice, a crumb of God's grace. And it's our job to feed them. Amen.